It's hard to shop sustainable in our current system, but I will present you 3 steps how you can do it and what sustainable shopping will look like in the good system. Hi, my name is Ian De Bay, and this is The Good System, the podcast where we try to build a good system. A good system for everyone, a political, economical, and social system for the whole planet. One planet, one mankind, one system. Most of the episodes are more theoretical, but this one will be more practical. The most practical yet. I will talk about how you could buy or shop sustainable in our current system. I have thought about 3 steps and I will tell you how I think you can shop sustainable. And then I will establish how shopping would look like in the good system. If you, like me, have a shoe size that's a little bit off the average sizes, you may have noticed the same thing as I had, that it's really hard to find something sustainable shoes, for a price you can afford. Last year, I had several experiences how hard it is to shop sustainable in our current system. And you may have experienced it yourself. If one thing breaks, everything breaks. At least it seems to do so. And not only got my shoe broke, also my computer broke. From one day to another, I couldn't turn it on. And my tablet also didn't work, and some more little things just in a period of a month or so broke. Also, I needed some new stuff. I had to buy some stuff because I was going on a rehab, and I needed underwear. Yeah, because I didn't have enough underwear for 3 weeks because there was no possibility to wash anything. But now this is not a podcast about underwear, especially not mine. This would another kind of podcast. And no, it's not that kinky. I'm sorry to disappoint you. As I said earlier, in this episode, I will talk about 3 ways or more of 3 steps how to shop sustainable in our current system. But before I start with the 3 steps, there is an important note I have to make. Before you buy something, anything, take a moment and think about what do you need. Not what do you want, but what do you need. If you think about, okay, I need some new shirt, is it really you need it, or is it just the ads and the peer pressure that you have the feeling you need it, that you want it, but you don't really need it. Because the most sustainable thing you can do is to buy nothing. Nothing needs to be produced, so there are no emissions. That's why we should only buy what we need. Yeah, of course, we are human beings, and sometimes we just want something. And that's totally okay. If it's only from time to time, it doesn't break a leg if you buy something you want and don't need. Just do it. Don't think about it. Don't feel guilt. It's completely okay. Because we live in a capitalist, consumerist system, we have far too much stuff. Often, our homes are too small and we need to rent some storage facility to store the things we don't can have in our homes. And these storage facilities take away space where otherwise houses could have been built, or trees could grow, or a park would be. And they take away energy and a lot of resources. And all the things we have and don't need, all these resources to produce them were wasted. That's why only buy what you really need with the occasional things you want. If you need something, the first thing you can think about is if you can borrow it, like tools or something, or a smoking or so. Often you can borrow it and you don't need to buy it. And that's the far better solution. But sometimes you need things, or as I told you, sometimes things break. That's the way of life. And then you have to buy something. But before you buy, the first step always, if something breaks, is trying to repair it. That's the most sustainable thing, because you need far less resources than if you buy something that was made new. And you could also save a lot of money. Could. As my computer broke, I tried to let it repair. I went to two different repair shops, but it would be very expensive because the whole motherboard was ruined and didn't work anymore. So this would have needed to be replaced. And since my computer was 5 years old, which isn't old at all, but in our world, in the computer manufacturer world, it's very old, and that's why it would be not so easy to get the one that fits. So it would be very expensive. Talking about costs, you have always to consider the environmental, the climate costs. And of course, they are less when you repair something than when you buy something new. But the costs weren't feasible for me. That's why I couldn't repair it. And I had to buy something new. I could digress now and talk about the personal footprint, the planned obsolescence, or the economic costs in general, but I promised a more practical episode, so I keep that for a future episode. If you couldn't repair it, or if you need something you don't possess yet, you have to buy. Second step, and the best thing to buy, is buy it used or refurbed. This works generally very good nowadays. You have flea markets where you can go to. You have websites like Craigslist or something similar in your website, whatever it is called. You have thrift shops, and you have websites or shops specialized on refurbed products, especially electronics. If you do it via Craigslist or the flea market, you may be cautious to have experience what you want, so you don't buy some crap for far too much money. If you buy in refurbed shops or thrift shops or whatever, you have to be cautious, because sometimes these products are nearly as expensive as if you buy something new on discount, for example. But always have in mind the environmental costs, which are so much lower if you buy used or refurbed. Another problem if you buy used or refurbed is if you need something special, if you have something in mind, something concrete in mind, or if you have a size that is not that common, it will be hard to find something. I tried it myself and it's really hard. So sometimes, or for you personally, maybe often, buying used is not an option because you find something that fits you or you need. If you, like me, I only buy something or search for something if I really need it, and then I have a very concrete picture or a concrete item in mind, and it's hard to find it used. So I often land at the third step of buying sustainable in our current system. This is buy new but sustainable, and that's not easier than the two steps before. It's much harder because there are many companies out there who tell you that they are sustainable and fair, but most of the time it's greenwashed bullshit. They have their own labels that doesn't mean anything. You have to research a lot to find if they're really sustainable or not, and often they aren't. There are manufacturers and companies who are sustainable, but often it's too less and too much. It's too less sustainability and too much money. For example, a t-shirt or other clothes are often, if they are sustainable, made from organic cotton. And while organic cotton is much more sustainable than normal cotton, it is not the most sustainable choice you have. There are other materials like tencel or merino or bamboo or hemp, which all could and can be more sustainable than organic cotton if they are grown and produced sustainable and are made fairly. So it's really hard to find out the most sustainable clothes. And if you have found it, a t-shirt maybe costs 100 euro. You can't afford it. Even you buy less, you instead of 10 euro t-shirts, you buy one 100 euro t-shirt. You need, I would suggest, at least two. That would be 200 euros. And I personally can't afford that for t-shirts, and many artists just couldn't. It's too expensive for the mass of people. A small digression. Don't buy recycled fiber. These fibers and materials are of worse quality than new material, and so they break down much faster, and you need to buy something earlier. And don't buy recycled plastics, at least for clothes and shoes and so on, because they produce so much microplastic, and microplastic is bad for the environment, for yourself, and yeah, for the whole planet. Just don't buy plastics, and don't buy recycled plastics or other recycled fibers. After saying that, I have to make a confession. Because after the three steps, most of the time, or very often, I don't find the right thing to buy. And so I go to the fast fashion store and buy shoes that fit and are cheap. And I know that's bad. It's bad for the planet. It's bad for me. And I'm always angry when I'm in a store like this. And I don't, first because I don't want to be there. And then I think, why? Why is it so easy to buy products that harm us and harm our planet? And why is it so difficult to buy something sustainable? Could it be that because we live in a capitalist system where the companies only care about their profits and of the dividends of their shareholders? Yes, it is. But it's frustrating. To summarize the three steps, how you can buy sustainable in our system is, first, if something breaks, try to repair it. If you need to buy something, try to buy it used or refurbed. And if that's not possible, then just buy new and try to buy it the most sustainable you can find. But don't make it too hard on yourself. How can we make it better in our current system. First, the first step to repair could be made easier, a repair bonus, like it exists in many countries nowadays. This works like this. If something breaks and you bring it to a shop, you get some money back from the government. It's a great idea, but the problem of our current capitalistic system is that often it happens that the repair shops raise the prices for the work, so you pay the same money and they get an extra from the government as the repair bonus. So there have to be rules to be implemented that hinder this kind of stuff. Also, companies need to be forced that their products are more easy to repair, that you and me could do it, or that every repair shop could do it, and they don't need special tools for them to do it, but there are standardized tools and everyone could repair it, for example. And also that the products work for a longer time, and so no planned obsolescence, and that their spare parts are available for a longer period. So in reality, the EU tries to implement such laws, but is blocked by far-right parties and far-right politicians because they don't care about environment. They just care about their spenders, their big spenders, who are mostly companies who do not care about the customers or good products, but only about the profit. And that's the problem with our system, that we can't make really changes. The second step, to buy refurbished or used, works pretty good, I guess. Maybe one thing can be improved, and that's about to make sell things easier, especially digital goods, because most digital goods you can't sell. And if you can't sell it, you never owned it. If you really can buy digital goods, you must have the possibility to sell them on your own. To make it better, if you want to buy something new, it should be easy to recognize if something is sustainable or not. So there should be something like a Nutri-Score, where you can see how much sustainable something is, and we can achieve this by transparency and by governmental controls. Also, in our system, it's very hard to do because we need all the countries work together and have the supply chain really must be transparent, and that's not happening so fast. But this would make it easier to buy new and sustainable. But maybe we need to change the system. Who have thought that? Now we are at my most favorite part of the podcast, where we imagine together how shopping would look like in the good system. So if you want, close your eyes. You don't have to, but if you want, close your eyes and imagine with me while I read you the vision of the good system for shopping. Your beloved t-shirt that you had for 25 years finally got ripped because of the tension around your belly. You take it to the tailor nearby, where you had your trousers widened just recently for a fair price, but she couldn't save your t-shirt. You want to have the same t-shirt again, but the company made some changes to the original design and you just don't like it. So you go to the flea market a block away, you search online, and you go to a thrift shop around the corner. But you can't find the same t-shirt Luckily, the Library of Things in your district does have your classic t-shirt. You borrow it, but after 2 weeks you have to give it back. Some other classic t-shirt aficionado has already reserved it. So finally, after you realized you only have 2 t-shirts that fit you, you look for a new one. Luckily again, in the good system you do not have to worry about the material or the production process is harmful to the environment or climate. Also, you can be sure that everyone who was involved making the t-shirt got fairly paid and was treated well. The global system took care about that, but to find the right product for you, this is still your job. In a good system, it is much easier to do so. Either you go into one of the fashion stores nearby, or you do it online. You make a 3D scan of your body. You can then search through the global database of goods where every product is in. You can see how the different t-shirts in this database look on you. After some time, you find the right t-shirt and it will be delivered to you in your next delivery time slot. If you take care of you and the t-shirt, you might not buy another one for the next 25 years. What I want you to take away from this episode is, if you have to buy something, try to buy it sustainable. Try to let it repair, try to buy used or refurbished, and if it is not possible, buy new from trustworthy labels, and buy only what you need. But don't get in debt for it. It has to make financial sense. And don't waste so much time, like I did, to research for the right product. If you don't buy much, everything is fine. And if you really want to buy sustainable, really do it, but don't think it has much of an impact in the fight against the climate crisis. It's not you, it's the system. What's the problem? And we have to change the system. And if you want to do so and have an impact, there's better things to do than just buy sustainable. Get involved political, or just vote for parties who try to make the world a better one. And talk about how the world could look like if we change the system. Then I'm sure you have a greater system and a better usage of your time than researching for sustainable products. Together, we can change the system. If you're interested in system change and how a good system could look like, then listen to my podcast, subscribe to it, and if you can and want, then rate it and leave a review or even give a comment on Spotify or YouTube, where this podcast is also hosted. And if you're already on YouTube, then why don't you subscribe to my channel, give a thumbs up and click on the bell so you are getting notified when a new episode is online. Also, check out my blog iandebate.com, where you can find more on this topic and also the links to my social media profiles if you want to follow me there. Thank you for listening. Till next time, yours, Ian DeBay.